So we're going to shift gears here to a terrifying story of vulnerability, confusion, and questions about law enforcement in Fullerton, California. Listen carefully to the details now, because the details are really important here. On the night of July 10th, 37-year-old Kelly Thomas was sitting on a bench at a transit center in Fullerton, California. Thomas had schizophrenia, and despite his problems, it was reportedly his choice and preference, in a way we'll explore in a moment, to live on the street. But when the police reportedly approached him a month ago to investigate a nearby burglary, things escalated quickly. Witnesses say the police used excessive and brutal force in attacking him, reportedly tasering Kelly at least five times. 5 days later, Thomas died of his injuries in a hospital. Kelly Thomas's father, Ron, is still demanding that the police answer for his son's death. The Fullerton police did not respond to our requests for comment this morning, but we are joined this morning by Ron Thomas, father of Kelly Thomas and a former deputy sheriff of Orange County. And also Tracy Wood joins us, a senior journalist with Voice of OC, the Orange County Investigative News Agency. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So, Tracy and Ron, how important has this story been in your community? Tracy, let me begin with you.
Fullerton's only about 130,000 people. It's a college town. They've never seen anything like this. I just have not.
And so it's certainly dominated the headlines. And what has law enforcement done in response to at least the suspicion that police brutality is responsible for the death of Kelly Thomas?
They didn't. Initially, they just did not respond well in terms of answering the public's questions. They just didn't do anything. The officers were not, they were taken off patrol but not put on leave. The chief did not speak publicly to the community, and neither did city officials.
But that has changed.
It's changing. It hasn't completely changed. People in the last few days have been making statements and trying to reassure the public that they not just are investigating, but that they also don't want something like this to happen again.
Indeed. And there have been some suspensions as the investigation is underway. But again, law enforcement officials would not comment to us for this program. Tracy Wood is a journalist with the Voice of OC, the Orange County Investigative News Agency. Ron Thomas, I just want to say straight off the top, your loss is extraordinary. And we share your pain insofar as that's even appropriate to say this morning. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
And, Ron, you have called for justice for what happened to your son, but I'm going to play a selection of some audio, which in some sense is as much a part of this story as any other detail I've shared. This is the sound captured by a bus cam and released to a Fullerton website and YouTube, which is the voice of someone who apparently witnessed what happened to your son. You're going to hear the voice of a woman talking about, the condition of Kelly Thomas. And then you're going to hear police in the area. And it really leaves the impression of a very, very confused scene. Listen.
They were pulling his hair, kicking the shit out of him.
Really?
Yeah. And he's all full of blood.
Oh, my God.
The electric current.
There's the sirens there. Again, there's a video obtained by someone on the scene who apparently witnessed the death of Kelly Thomas. Now, Ron, the existence of this video is both the reason why you can advocate for justice here, because you have evidence, but it's also got to be absolutely heartbreaking to have this evidence of what actually happened.
Yeah, it is. And the bus video is very compelling. Those are, real people explaining what happened after they've just seen an actual murder. And what's more frightening to them is they're watching the police commit this murder without any callous. I mean, they just did it in front of everybody. There is, of course, a second video out that I released to the public. And you can hear my son begging for his life and screaming for me to help him. That's the last words of his life. You couldn't have written this into a Hollywood script. I mean, the very last words of his life are screaming, "Dad, Dad," for me to come help him.
Now, is one of the reasons it was difficult for you to help him, and again, you're a father of someone diagnosed with schizophrenia, so the narrative of that story has got to be heartbreaking all by itself. He chose to live on the street. Did he have a right to do so?
Absolutely. My daughter put it best. She goes, you know, Dad, Kelly was never homeless. See, he could have lived with me, his mom, relatives, friends. He had so many homes. But with the schizophrenia, it's a horrible disease. It's a mental illness. He wanted to just go from place to place. And so my daughter called him a drifter. But that's the hard part about it. As long as he wasn't a danger to himself or others or committing a crime, then he's a free citizen. He's over 18. You know, he's 37 years old. So that's the heartbreaking part. He could do whatever he wanted.
What do you make of suspicions or suggestions that perhaps he wasn't taking medication, that the circumstances of his response to officers might have suggested he was a danger to himself or others? How do you respond to that?
I know he wasn't on medication. He hadn't been for quite a while. Listening to witnesses, knowing my son real well, when they approached him, they didn't do it the right way at all. These guys aren't either trained or didn't care about their training on how to approach the mentally ill and or the homeless. But, you know, they had him stand up, and immediately they were all over him. He stood up, you know, what did I do? And they cracked him with a baton right away in the back of the leg. He had a huge welt there. And, you know, he was afraid, didn't know what was going on, confused, so he ran. Well, they caught him within maybe 20, 30 feet. Tackled him, and the struggle was on from there.
And the fatality, of course, 5 days later in the hospital. That's Ron Thomas, the father of Kelly Thomas, killed in Fullerton County, California, a month ago. He's demanding justice for the behavior of law enforcement officers who refused to comment or did not comment for this program. We also spoke with Tracy Wood, journalist with the Voice of OC, the Orange County Investigative News Agency, where this has been a huge story. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.